Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily Journey, Day 2. Daily Journey, really simple idea behind this podcast is I thought maybe it just might be helpful for someone to have another person who's in the midst of this strange quarantine season we're going through, and it might be helpful just to have another voice for somebody in the midst of that. So every day I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you that I'm thinking, some things that I'm feeling, some things that I'm praying. And if that's helpful for you, then yeah, keep listening to this. If it's not, then I don't know, find something else to do. If you're listening on the web right now, it also might be helpful for you just to subscribe on your favorite podcast app of choice to Jamestown Harbor Church Podcasts. Yeah, that way it just kind of pops up in your Overcast, your Apple Podcasts, whatever it is that you use. But today is day two. Today is Tuesday, March 17, 2020. We continue to move day by day towards some kind of full lockdown in our country as we kind of grind everything to a halt right now. So, you know, this morning I have some thoughts that I've been thinking around just slowing and what that feels like. Interestingly, I feel like, you know, our pace of change over the last extended weekend or so has been really fast. We hear something on Friday, and then by Sunday morning, it's completely different, you know. We record a video for our Sunday service, and we encourage people, hey, gather with your missional community, you know, and watch this thing. By Sunday, people are very clear, maybe don't be around people at all. So our pace of change is like really fast right now. But yet, ironically, everything is like really slowing down because there's nowhere to go really anymore. Everything is closed. The wisdom is just don't be around other people, social distancing. Keep to your own house, to your own family, and that slows things down, which I tend to be really okay with for like a day at a time, maybe two at a time. I like a Sabbath day. I like practicing that every week, but when it's a month or when it's 2 months, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do with this. Maybe that's something you're worried about too. You know, we did this whole sermon series called Healthy, and really we should have called it Busy. That was one of our original names for it, because it was really about practical ways to remove busy from our life and slow down and really try to listen to God more. So if you're, you know, if you need something in the next week or two, that might be a great series to kind of go back and listen to. A lot of good practices in that series. And I just am kind of wondering, hey, I wonder if God was preparing us for days like this. Right now, I've kind of recommitted myself to practicing something called the Daily Office, which is just a simple kind of guided quiet time. You know, for me, it starts with a couple minutes of silence and solitude, just being silent. And that's really, really hard right now because I have a lot of thoughts that pop into my head. But just a couple of minutes of being silent, reading a piece of scripture, kind of short, and then reading a little reflection. I'm reading some reflections by Pete Scazzaro. He's great. It's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, Day by Day. I bet Amazon has it and will deliver it to your house if you want to practice it. And then really just journaling on a single question, you know, and then closing that with another 2 minutes of silence and solitude. You know, for me, that whole thing takes like 10 minutes. For someone else, I don't know if it'll take an hour. But it allows us to go at our own pace. So I've been kind of reading through that during this journey. It's kind of recommitting myself to that. But I find myself a little bit grateful today that we've had some conversations around what does it mean to practice slowing down. I just didn't have any idea that it would be not just a practice I stick in the middle of my day or the beginning of my day, but it would be my entire day. You know, like I had meetings and stuff yesterday. They're all online, and so I sit in front of my computer and have lots of video calls with people, but In between, like, everything else has slowed down. And that's going to slow down, I'm sure, too, in the coming weeks. So, you know, these practices are, for me, becoming not just a thing I do, but man, we just are going to live a slower way of life here for a little while. Eugene Peterson has written a lot, but he writes this about slowing down and about being busy. And he says there are two reasons why we're busy. Reason number one, I'm busy because I'm vain. Basically, I want to be busy because that makes me seem important to other people. If somebody, it's the age-old adage, right? Like Jesus is coming back soon. Better look busy, right? I gotta look busy. If someone were to pop into my workplace and I was sitting there reading a book, people would wonder, is that guy doing his job? Is she doing what she's supposed to do? But if I look busy, if I've got a full calendar, if I've got a long list of things to do, people probably think I've got my act together. People probably think I'm good at something. I also think that kind of I'm busy because I'm vain is either because I want to look like I'm important, I want people to see me as busy, or because I'm controlling, right? Because I gotta have things the way I want to have things, so I spend a lot of time getting it there. You know, either I'm busy because I want people to notice, or because I want what I want. And either way, the vanity of it all is I'm busy because it's about me. So yeah, I really resonate with that. I'm an Enneagram 3, if any of you are Enneagram people, which means I'm an achiever. I like to get things done. Which, by the way, I'm concerned. I'm curious, at least for folks who are Enneagram 7s. I don't know if that's you, if you even know what that is. Enneagram 7 are people who tend to have an extreme fear of missing out, right? So they tend to be life of the party kind of people. I don't know if this makes you feel like you're perpetually just missing out on everything, or if you feel totally at peace because right now you are doing the same thing everybody else is. I don't know. That has nothing to do with anything, but so yeah, I'm busy because it's all about me because I'm vain, right? The other thing he says is, I'm busy because I'm lazy, which seems interesting, but essentially I'm busy because I'm too lazy to make choices for myself, to set a goal for myself, to follow through on something by myself, and therefore everybody else does it for me. Everybody else is handing me things to do, everybody else is handing me scheduling me for stuff, and I find out, boy, I'm busy, I don't even know how I got here. The other thing that, so those are the two things that he says. The other thing that I thought when I read that today was, I wonder if I'm also busy because I'm afraid of being isolated, afraid of being in my own head, in my own space, afraid of maybe what I'll find if I slow down, right? But slowing down is about to be a way of life here for a little while. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking on those things today. I'm wondering about those things. I'm wondering what God is saying to me in those things. And I'm just going to continue to commit to these practices of slowing and hope they do something for me. Maybe God's preparing me or preparing us for something on the other side of this. I hope that, you know, he didn't choose worldwide pandemic so Scott would figure a few things out. That would make me feel very sad. But it's also an opportunity to say, hey, God, what are you up to? And what do you want from me? How do you shape me a little bit more? So I'm going to continue to think on the slowing thing and feel out what that is. And today, the thing I'm praying today is for slow to be okay inside of me. I'm praying that God helps slow be in okay in my heart, in my soul. And for that to allow God to shape things that are inside of me that keep me busy, whether that's because I want to be in control or because I'm scared of something, whatever that is. So I hope slow is okay in your soul today. I hope that is teaching you something today too. So hey, listen, if you want to reach out and chat or reflect, You can shoot me an email, scott.pontier@harborchurches.org. Yeah, but I hope you're well. I hope you're being slow today, and that's a gift. All right, see you later, everyone.